God is near to His people. And many times, He manifests His closeness, His nearness to His people in a surprising and unexpected way. This was the very experience of the prophet Elijah in our first reading today. Elijah was a man of God. He was close to God. And yet, he was pursued by his enemies. Elijah, by the way, my dear brothers and sisters, is a prophet who fought the priests of Baal. And who was his Baal? Baal is a god, the gods of the Gentile, rather, sorry. The god of the Gentiles, the pagan god. And he has some priests, so he had to battle against these priests. And when he defeated them, there was still another enemy of Elijah. And this is Queen Jezebel. Jezebel pursued Elijah. And so Elijah has become so weary. He was so tired of this battle. And so he opted to have a rest from his weariness. And he came to a cave. And there in that cave, he received the message that God is coming, that God is drawing himself near to Elijah. And so what happened is there was this manifestations of nature. And Elijah thought or expected that God would be in these forces of nature. The first one was strong wind. So Elijah thought that God would be in the strong wind to drive away his enemies. But according to the book of Kings, God was not in. Oh, you're not following? Sorry. Class, please be attentive. After this, I will give you a quiz. Sorry. So, God was not in the strong wind. After the strong wind, there was an earthquake. And God was not again in the earthquake. And the last one was a fire. So, again, Elijah thought that God will be in the fire to destroy all his enemies. After the fire, so after the strong wind, after the earthquake, after the fire, there was this whispering sound. And God was there in that whispering sound. Elijah was not expecting God to be in that whispering sound. But anyway, Elijah was consoled. You know why? Because Yahweh, God, has manifested His presence. Yahweh, in a way, manifested His nearness, His closeness to Elijah. And that is the most important thing. The experience, my dear brothers and sisters, of Elijah is also our experience. Many, many times, we expect God to be in this event, in this people, but God was absent from there. But He manifests in His mysterious way His closeness, His nearness to us in the events and a lot of ways just to manifest His own closeness. God is close to His people. Saint Paul, my dear brothers and sisters, in the second reading, experienced an interior anguish deep within him. And what was the cause of this anguish, interior anguish of Saint Paul? It's not from within. It's not from his own weakness and sinfulness. The cause of his interior anguish is his love for His people, for the people Israel. And why is it that it caused Him so much anguish when He loved these people? You know what? He said that the Israelites were the chosen people of God. Theirs is the covenant. Theirs is the law. Theirs is the patriarchs. The glory of the people of God, being the chosen people of God. Theirs is the adoption. Everything was given to them. And the most important thing, among this group of people, the Israelites, came the Messiah, the Son of God, who took His flesh, who was in solidarity with humankind. And yet, St. Paul could not reconcile the fact that in spite of these blessings, the graces that the Israelites received, they could not recognize the nearness, the closeness of God in and among themselves in the very person of Jesus Christ. They disregarded, they did not listen, and they did not accept our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And for St. Paul, it is a cause of concern. Why? Because these people missed out this greatest blessing, that they have been the chosen people of God, yet they reject our Lord Jesus Christ. They do not believe in Him. They do not accept Him as the one sent by God. God has already manifested His closeness to this people, Israel, and yet they simply reject Him. And so, you know what? The attitude of St. Paul, he said that he was ready to be separated from Christ just for the sake of His people, Israel. So he's ready to sacrifice a lot so that this people, the Israelites, could really feel the nearness, the love, the special love of God for them, being the chosen people. God comes in a mysterious way. In our gospel today, there are three things that I would like to ponder. First is that, if you notice, Jesus insisted that His disciples get or take a boat and precede Him to the other side of the lake after feeding thousands of people. Without Him, we may ask or we may wonder, why is it that Jesus does not want to be with His disciples when He could join them in the boat and cross the other side of the lake? And so, when the disciples did this, Jesus was left behind and He prayed all alone. He communed with the Father after feeding thousands of people, after administering to the needs, fulfilling the needs of the people. He was in communion with God the Father. And while the boat where the disciples were riding and preceding Him towards the other side of the lake was being tossed by strong headwinds, Jesus was praying, and Jesus was seeing His disciples. And that is the most important thing. God sees His people, and in seeing His people, He manifests His nearness. He is near, though physically not close to His people, but in spirit, Christ manifested His nearness, His closeness to His people, because He sees them. Dear brothers and sisters, this is also the most important thing in our lives. Like the disciples, our boat. The sea of life is so rough. We may experience, or we experience, a lot of tossed about by strong waves. Problems with finances, problems with health, problems with relationship, problems, a lot of problems that toss us about. But then, let us not forget that God, I repeat, God sees us. God never turns a blind eye towards us. He is seeing us. And in seeing us, He manifests His closeness to us. The second point in our gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, do I need to continue? Only just 2 points, just some seconds or minutes. Jesus walks on the water towards the boat, and the disciples mistook him for a ghost. They thought that the one who is walking on the water was a ghost. So they became terrified. They were afraid. And you know what? Their fear evoked, or this sight rather, of seeing Jesus walking on the water evoked fear. And surprisingly, the one whom they fear, Jesus, is the one who is going to save them. Jesus, who walks on the water, who was mistaken for a ghost and who invoked fear among the disciples, is the one who saves them. Remember, so this goes to the third point. Peter, who was so impulsive, seeing Jesus walking on the water, said, "Lord, can I imitate you? Can I also walk on the water?" To show to the other disciples that, hey, I am unique. I can walk on the water. And Jesus said, "Oh, come. We are in a democratic country. We are not communist here. No, I cannot suppress your desire. You're right. It is your right. Come." And Peter, at the start, he can walk on the water just like Jesus. But when he saw how strong the waves and the winds, he begins to sink. And what was the cause? According to Jesus, "Oh, you have little faith." Actually, the cause is Peter set his focus on the strong waves. He did not focus on Jesus. The same is true, my dear brothers and sisters. When we are in a situation where we begin to sink because of the problems and trials, the gargantuan trials that we face, as if we cannot overcome it, we focus on the problem. We do not focus on God. Whom should we focus on? It's God. Because God is greater than our problems. Do you believe in that? Amen? Seems that you are not convinced. No, I am not angry. I am not angry. We should be convinced, my dear brothers and sisters, that God is greater than our trials, than our problems. Focus on God rather than your own trials and your own problems. This is the message of Peter. He focused on the waves. He neglected to focus on Jesus. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, God is near to us. He manifests His closeness to us. And many, many times, we do not recognize His nearness to us, His closeness to us, because we are so blinded by the waves, by the storms in our lives. Let us always remember that God is just there on our side, willing, just like He helped Peter, come, I will save you. I will never abandon you. I will never abandon you, my people. You have a special spot in my heart.